Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Young Charles Spurgeon loved books. His brother said that all he did was study. He had a brilliant mind, of that there's no doubt. Though the Bible was his favorite book, he excelled in everything he studied. He once made a set of mathematical calculations that were used by a London insurance company for half a century. Yet, through all his spiritual knowledge, he knew that he was not saved, and the weight of sin on his back, like Pilgrim of Pilgrim's Progress, grew heavier. Try as he might, he could not break through to obtain his own salvation. Finally, one Sunday morning, there was a heavy snowstorm. Charles set out for church, but on the way turned aside to a primitive Methodist church, partly out of curiosity. Only about a dozen were present. The minister didn't show because of the snowstorm. A very thin man, a tradesman, got up to preach. Charles said it was obvious he was really stupid. He could not even pronounce words right. His text was, "Look unto me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth." He managed about 10 minutes and was out of words. Then he looked at Charles and said, "Young man, you look very miserable." Then he lifted his hands and shouted, "Young man, look to Jesus Christ. Look, look, look. You have nothing to do but look and live." This very simple statement from a very simple man broke through to Charles. In Charles' words, "The cloud was gone, the darkness rolled away, and that moment I saw the sun." He wanted to shout, "I am forgiven, I am forgiven, a monument of grace, a sinner saved by the blood." Charles Spurgeon was 15 years old.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.